for the last few weeks as we have affirmed the Apostles' Creed together, we've done it a couple of different ways. The first few weeks, I would read a line from the Creed, and you would repeat it, which is, I would think, how they did it in the ancient church, since there were no printed materials and no PowerPoint slides, as a way of communicating and helping people to learn about our faith. Last week, we did have a slide, and so we read the Creed together. And I've had two people approach me and tell me that they felt like they were more engaged, they were more participating when it was a responsive type reading. So I would invite your feedback as you think about that. Which way, or anything else you have to say about what we've been doing with the Apostles' Creed, is there one way that you find more helpful or the other? We probably will have some variety, but I would just invite your feedback on that. But right now, I'd like you to stand with me, and we'll repeat the Creed together. And I would ask you to think of this as a transition time from your busy, possibly hectic, possibly traumatic morning, getting ready and getting here, as a transition into our worship. And that the Creed would be a way of focusing our minds and our hearts and our lips into worship. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate. He was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He is coming again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Almighty God, accept our worship. Turn our hearts to you, incline our hearts to you, so that we can know you better, so that we can worship you more thoroughly, so that we can participate in the divine relationship of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Lord, let this worship be a pleasing aroma, a pleasing fragrance for you. We pray this for your glory. Amen.